But so folks still come, folks sad, mad. Amen. Especially some men, when football on and wife said, you got to go to church. Man, they come up and you sit up here looking at me like I done something to them. Amen. I ain't done nothing to them. Amen. But see, folk come to church, I like to see them happy. See, I get them laughing, get them smiling, and then smack them with the word. That's how you do it. See, you get them in a good mood first, and then bam, Jesus said. Amen. That's when folk get mad at me. But I'm telling them what Jesus said, because I'm reading from the Holy Bible. This is the written word. Amen. God wrote this. He used writers to write it. Amen. But it's God's word here, so you can't get mad at me. Amen. Folk told me one time I did a funeral in Fauquier County. Amen. For a drug dealer. Everybody would tell me, bummer. Now look here. You can't be doing that mess you do in the pulpit at this funeral. I said, number one, I don't do no mess. I preach the word. Amen. If they can't deal with it, let it fall where it may. Man, but these are drug dealers, man. They kill folk. They do all that stuff. I said, I ain't scared of them. Amen. The God that I serve is more powerful than them. Amen. And then if it was to kill me for preaching God's word, I know I'd have left here doing God's will. Yeah, come on now. Amen. You got preachers in Atlanta, Georgia, preaching behind plexiglass. Nah, not me. Amen. Amen. I'll stand up and say what thus saith the Lord. Amen. If you don't like me. One thing preachers, young preachers now, have to understand. This is not a popularity contest. I'm not preaching the word so that people will like me. Amen. Because, you know, whether you like me or not, I'm still going to preach the word. Amen. And I like to go to folk because I can tell when folk don't like me. I can tell how they hug me. I can tell how they shake my hand. And when I'm preaching, they looking at me. I know they don't like me. Then. Boy, you hurry up and shut up. I got somewhere to go today. Amen. I better hurry up. Kevin already told me, hurry up and shut up because people want their donuts. And you want folk mad at you, you take their food away from them. That's universal, man. You mess with their food, boy, hey, you on a thin line. Amen. You're going to get heavenly food. You're going to get heavenly food. All right, I like that. But, you know, you can say that in church, but they still waiting on that physical food. I've been around a long time now. I know about this. So let me get into this word before y'all get mad and start throwing donuts at me. Not going to keep you long this morning. If you turn to the book of Acts of the Apostles, now I don't know what it is in your pew Bible, but when someone gets there, you can let me know. The first chapter, the Acts of the Apostles, the first chapter. What is it? 806 in the Bibles that you have there. 806. Sir? 800. All right. I'm going to say this. It's between 800 and 806. I think I got that covered now. Acts of the Apostles, the first chapter. And this is dealing with Jesus' ministry. Amen. After he rose from the dead and he had a ministry for 40 days. And that's what this is dealing with. And like I say, I make folk mad all the time. You know, we got all these present day apostles. They popping up all over the place. And see, I refute that. Now, you can accept it, you don't accept it. I'm telling my belief. Amen. And part of the scripture here tells me about it. And I'll pick up with verse 2 of that first chapter. So until the day in which he was taken up, after that he through the Holy Ghost, talking about Jesus now, after his resurrection, had given commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen. Now these apostles were chosen by Jesus because they saw him after his resurrection. Amen. These present day apostles, they didn't see him after his resurrection. Amen. They can say they were called to be apostles or whatever, but these apostles were chosen by Jesus. Amen. And it was after his resurrection. Amen. They were chosen by him. That's where I take it into consideration about all these present day apostles and everybody. Not everybody say, Lord, Lord now. Come on now, watch. Amen. Not everybody say they called now. Come on now, watch me now. All you got to do, all I have to do is watch, help people live their lives. I can tell whether they know Jesus or not. I can tell whether they've been called or not. And for preachers, unless you've been called by God, you better leave this thing alone. Because the folk will swallow you up and spit you out. Amen. Unless you've been called by God. And look in verse 3. Say, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proof. That he proved to them that he was alive. He was that Jesus. Amen. And he said, being seen to them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days from here. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time again restore again the kingdom to Israel? Isn't that amazing that they're still asking that question today? When he coming back? Amen. I say it all the time, everywhere I go. It's God wish that none should perish, but that all should come to repentance, because the world that we're living in now is worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. And y'all know what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen. He just holding out for some few more saints. Amen. That's all he doing. He coming back at that time. But they asked him, are you coming back again? I can go on my job and folk have me. Bummer. They've been saying that for 2,000 years that he's coming back. He's coming back. Amen. He ain't come back yet. I said, but I tell you what, brother, he's coming back. Whether you believe it or not, amen, he just done gave us more grace, amen, to be in the land of the living just a little while longer. I thank God for that, amen, through all my ups and downs, my heartaches, my strokes, and all those kind of things. And our God is good God, amen. I don't have time to dwell on all the things that happened to me because God's in control, amen. God is in control, amen. And he said he'll never leave me or forsake me. So when I'm having bad times, when I'm having hard times, I have the insurance in my sanctified soul, amen, that he's in here. He lives in us through the presence and the power of the Holy Ghost. That's how he lives in us. He indwells us. Amen. Do y'all believe he indwells us? I know we don't act like it sometimes. Hey, help me, Holy Ghost. We don't act like he in there sometimes. Amen. Because you look at folks sometimes, now he ain't in there. Yeah, you can say all you want. You know, I'm born again. I'm filled of the Holy Ghost. Then cussing you out in the same breath. Amen. You know God's not in there, but he's coming back. He's coming back. Amen. You can believe it or you're not believing it. Amen. Just thank God you got time, amen, to be saved. Amen. And look what they said when they asked him, saying, is this, when you going to restore again the kingdom? He said, it's not for you to know. Come on now. The times or the season with the Father put in his own place. You don't need to know when I'm coming back. What your job is, you need to be getting right. You need to be ready. Amen. You got to watch as well as pray. Come on, man. You got to love. You got to forgive. You got to do all those kinds of things. Don't worry about when I'm coming back, because when I come back, if you're right, you're going to be with me. Am I right about it? Folk worried about all this stuff, when he coming back and all like that. I was at a banquet one time, and a lady preacher was sitting right next to me. Amen. She said, Pastor Bummer, I'm so tired of this world. It's a mess. We just living in a mess. I can't wait till Jesus come back. I said, I can't. I ain't in no hurry. When he made this word, he said it was good. Am I right about it? We messed it up. Amen. But he said it was good. So I told the sister, and I was real. I said, I can wait. You know why I can wait? Because he's already indwells me. Come on now. She must have known me, man. She said, I can't wait to come back to see him and to be with him. He lives in here right now. Yeah. Amen. So I ain't in no hurry going nowhere. Amen. I hope I'm ready when he calls my name. But I ain't in no hurry to go nowhere. Take your time, Lord. I ain't in no hurry. I enjoy it down here. Amen. Look what he said. But, verse 8, you shall receive power, and after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Amen. And you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, and to the utmost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly towards heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand you gazing up into heaven? For this same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go. And he said, don't spend your time looking up. He's going to prepare a place for us. Amen. He had to leave. Amen. He's going to prepare a place for us. He said, now you got to start, don't look up. Amen. Ain't time. Amen. Because he's coming back. He's coming back. But I like the word, Sister Barbara, those three words, this same Jesus. That's our topic this morning. She caught me again this morning. I was about to be in trouble. See, God's got my back. I ain't worried about folk. God's got my back. If I need a title real quick, he'll give it to me. Amen. That's why I look at Barbara sometimes. Oops, ain't got one. And I go, Lord, help me to get this. She's looking for a topic. I don't have one. Amen. But Lord, you got to help a brother out this morning. Amen. But this same Jesus. Amen. The same Jesus who suffered, bled, and died for us, he had to go away. He had to pay for our sin. Isn't that something? Pay for our sins. He didn't do no wrong. Knew no wrong, but became sin for us because the wages of sin is still death. Any way you slice that cake, the wages of sin is still death. But the gift of God, and a lot of people say the gift of God is Jesus, but that is not what the word say. The word say the gift of God is eternal life, which comes through Jesus Christ. Amen. He came down here. I guess they had a little conversation up in heaven. God said, you know what, son? Yeah, daddy. Them folk down there are crazy. And that's what we said right now, daddy. Amen. Them folk down there are crazy. All manner of sin is in their lives. They're doing everything. They confess me, but they're doing everything. I need somebody to go down there. Amen. I need somebody to go down there. Amen. And someone who's without sin or blemish or anything to go down there. See, that's why I know Jesus is Jesus and I'm bumbering. Because if God would tell me, hey, Robert, I need you to go down there. Them people are wild, crazy, foolish, and everything else. I said, no, Lord, get somebody else. Amen, amen. But see, Jesus, yeah, Lord, daddy, I'll go down there. No, but son, let me tell you something. They're going to talk about you. They're going to drag your name through the mud. They don't care that you are the son of God. Come on now. Matter of fact, they're going to lie on you. Your friends who you thought were your friends going to turn their back on you. Amen. And they're going to crucify you. Amen. A lot of people say they're going to put you up on the cross, but they didn't put him up there. He got up there willingly. Come on now, help me, Holy Ghost. They didn't put him up there. Amen. If he wanted, he could call a legion of angels. Amen. And fight his battle. But he knew he had to come. Amen. He had to die because of sin. He had to erase sin. Amen. He had to eradicate sin. Amen. And he said, son, and then you're going to be stretched wide. Amen. They're going to stick a spear in your side, a crown of thorns on your head, all that kind of stuff. Amen. And Jesus said, that's all right, Lord. Send me. I'll go because I love him that much. I love him that I'll take their place. Amen. Yeah, you might say they don't deserve it, but Jesus said, I love him that much. And so I'll go down there. And that's what he did. He came down here. He took on our punishment. Am I right about it? Took on our punishment. And I think that's how good God is, to be with us all this time. Amen. To be all this time through all everything that we've been through. And think about, I remember when I went in the military, I was scared to go in the military because my brother told me, he said, he was already in Vietnam. He said, Robert, he said, man, I don't want you to come over here. He said, so you go in the Air Force or Navy and you won't come over here. Yeah, my brother was a liar. Amen. Because I went in the Air Force. 13 months later, I was in Vietnam, man. Come on now. Amen. I wasted 4 years, man. Amen. I could have let the draft get me for two. Amen. 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 And then he watched over me. Soon the Tet Offensive, 66, 67, I was there working on helicopter engines to keep our boys up there fighting. Amen. So that the planes would stay in the air. I was over there doing that. Amen. But I wasn't fighting nobody. But I'm going to tell you, when they started bombing, I was the first one running. Hey, if I was on a plane, I got down off that plane quick. But I still saw some bad stuff. best friend was working on a plane right across from him. So when incoming started, amen, he was coming down off the plane. I was coming out of mine. We gave the signal, amen, and they blew his plane up. Could have been me. Come on now, somebody walk with me now. It could have been me, amen. So when it was time for me to come out after 4 years, they offered me more money, more stripes, and more everything. I said, I'm getting out of here. I'm going to serve my country. Time to go home, y'all. Because I know y'all going to want to fight some other country. Amen. Always want to fight somebody. Amen. I done pulled my 4 years. I done been over there. I'm going home. Amen. Ain't it amazing how you want to get away from home? When daddy had all them rules and all, you want to get away from home? I'm my own man. Amen. Daddy, I don't like your rules. Amen. I'm going home and I'm going to do everything you said I couldn't do. Amen. Amen. I got in the military and I said, Lord, I want to go home. Everything was better than this at home. But God brought me through all of that. Amen. Some didn't make it back. Thank God for our service to our country. That they didn't make it back, but those who made it back, amen, we ought to be thanking our soldiers who gave up their lives over there. Some come back maimed, messed up real bad. So we're remembering them today, amen. But we also remember our loved ones, our mothers, our fathers, brothers, sisters, aunt, oh, we're remembering them. Am I right about it? But for me, more important on this day, I'm remembering Jesus. Amen. Today is the Lord's day. Amen. Amen. All day long it's the Lord's day. Amen. And I'm remembering Jesus day, and I thanked about all the stuff that he done for me. And do you know that Jesus said that we are supposed to be remembering him for everything that he's done for us? This same Jesus, we're supposed to be remembering him for what he done. Kevin said it, amen, up in his songs and all, amen. We still thinking about Jesus too, our comrades and all, yes. Our family, yes, but Jesus, that's my daddy. Amen. I got an earthly father. I love my earthly father. Amen. Miss him so much. Amen. But also love and miss Jesus. Amen. Like I say, I ain't in no hurry because he lives in here. I got his word. I have the Holy Ghost. It keep me comforted when things get bad, and things get bad quick. Am I right about it? Amen. It get bad real quick. Folk always talking about how bad things are, you know. And maybe during the week things going to get rough. And I've seen things get rough before I leave church. Amen. Everybody shouting hallelujah, praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus, glory to your name, and all this kind of stuff. And then they fussing at me before I even get out the door. Amen. You share. Well, I tell you what, they start when they come to church. Amen. You say, they come into church, you shake the hand. How you doing, brother? Good to see you this morning. Oh, Pastor Bumber, this arthritis has got me so bad, I'm just barely making it. But you're making it. You still in the land of the living where God can work with you, Lord. Am I right about it? Amen. Folk, come. Sir? Probably took my pew. Well, if it's going to help him out, he can have it. Amen. I lost Bibles out of the truck. I used to have a truck. I used to keep Bible in that place. Somebody stole my Bible. I was happy. I hope they're going to use it because it's going to do a lot for them. Amen. Stole my Bible. Had my head coat stolen out of church. So y'all think y'all safe in church. Got thieves in church too. You remember? It's sinners coming to God for grace. Am I right about it? Am I right about it? Why folk think sinners don't come to church? They think everybody in church saved. Amen. There's sinners in here too. Amen. They come looking for Jesus. Amen. They come looking for something. That's why we come to church. They haven't found out why we come. We come because God commanded us to worship. That's that scripture Kevin said. Don't forget the assembling of yourselves together. That's how I'm going to come to church. And some good preaching, some good teaching and all of this. Amen. That's what it's all about. Get them in the church. But everybody think everybody in church is a saint. And I get upset at Silver Hill sometimes. I get very upset with a lot of time. I ask when it's time for altar call. I say, anybody here that's going through anything? Anybody having a hard time? Anybody want God to come in your life and help clear up some things in your life? Come on down that aisle so we can pray for you. About five people come down now. Come on now. Whole church ought to come down now. We all need something. Amen. Y'all just don't want to know what folk know what y'all doing. Amen. Amen. God knows what you're doing. And all of us need to pray. Bible said, man ought to always pray and know it, not faint. Amen. So when you have an altar call, everybody ought to come down now. But see, you scared. Amen. Somebody going to see you coming down now. Yeah, I live in a $300,000 home. They're going to see me coming down now. They're going to think something wrong. Amen. Amen. But see, the thing of it is, everybody ought to come down for prayer. Because all of us are going through something. You might not be telling everybody. Amen. There's always something that's getting to us. All the time. Amen. So hold on to that scripture right there because I'm going to close with that. But I want you to look at another one dealing with that Silver Hill. We're going to do it today. The Lord's Supper. 1 Corinthians 11. 1 Corinthians 11. When someone finds that, you can give it to me. I'm going to hit a few things out there. And then we're going to eat some donuts. I'm so glad they got coffee, but I don't drink coffee. But all these coffee drinkers, boy, you know, they're irritable before they get that cup of coffee, man. 8:47 in the pew Bible. Don't y'all get a little nervous and antsy when you don't have your coffee? Yeah, you don't tell no lie up in church now. Because you know you do. Ooh, I just ain't right, man. Ain't get my coffee this morning. I don't drink coffee. No, I don't want to get addicted to nothing. Amen, amen. But I'm going to tell you what. When I was in Vietnam, I drank about 12 cups a day. I don't watch everything. Amen. I want my eyes open, boy. Drink some coffee. Keep you woke, boy. Amen. Amen. But after I got back, I don't drink coffee. I like tea. Give me some hot tea. Amen. I like tea or iced tea. I ain't drink no coffee. That stuff will do stuff to you. I see some mean folk when they ain't got the coffee. Think they on drugs or something. Jumping and carrying on. I ain't gonna sit next to you. No, you might haul off and hit me just for no reason. Bam! No, I can't be dealing with that. Amen. So Kevin said, yeah, he got coffee going now. They done plugged up the pots. Y'all don't have to worry about fighting nobody now. In 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23 through 30, Jesus is talking about the Lord's Supper or Holy Communion. And he was talking about the order of it. Because just before that time, people was eating at communion and all and drinking, and some was being gluttonous, and some was keeping it from other folk who should be able to partake of the Holy Communion. They're going from house to house. It was a mess. So Jesus right here is telling them how he wanted them to conduct the Lord's Supper or the Holy Communion. Look what Paul's saying here. For they're up in the upper room, and he said, for I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it. But see, he thanked the Lord. Any morsel of food go to my mouth, I thank him. And my wife will tell you, sometimes I'll pray over that food 5 times. Because I forget whether I said my grace or not. I tell y'all I'm going on 65 now. Amen. I forget whether I said. And she go, you going to bless the food again? I said, I done it already. She said, yeah, go on eat, boy. Amen. Because I do. Amen. I bless it all the time. I'm on the job. You know, some folk get on the job, get in the restaurant. They act like they embarrassed. They saint on Sunday. But they go out to dinner. And folk that eating with them may not be saved. I'd had folk come up to me in the restaurant. I saw what you did. I like that. Amen. I just thank the Lord for that food. Somebody don't have food. I eat a candy bar. I'm thanking the Lord for it. I'm drinking some Gatorade. I'm thanking the Lord for it. Amen. I'm thanking the Lord for everything. I don't want to leave nothing out. And this is what he did. He said, before they partook of it, he thanked the Lord for it. He said, when he given thanks, break and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. His body was battered, bruised, and broken and everything for us. I want you to understand it. He said, this is done what? For you. Amen. He said, do this how? Aren't we supposed to be remembering today? Yes. Amen. He said, I want you to do this because I want you to remember what I went through for you. Yeah. And I'm doing this for you. Yeah. Amen. So I want you to give thanks, but when you partake of it, think about me. Just think about what I went through when I done. And see, when I hold that bread up, amen, I want people to think what he did for us. His body was broken, bruised for the salvation of mankind. Amen. Look what he said. And after this same man also, he took the cup. See, that it's telling me that, you know, they had, you know, a couple of meals up there in that room before and after. Before, up at the, he said, after the same manner, he took the cup when he had supped, already ate, doing it again, and said, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. I heard y'all sung that song a while ago, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, how precious is that flow. Come on now, y'all got to walk with me. Don't just sing the song. Listen to the words of the song. That's where I get caught up on, what the words mean. Amen. It means to me to hear the words. And when you have someone like Kevin who can sing that melodious song, amen, you put all that together, amen, you ought to be happy. Amen. That's why I get a little upset, Kevin, don't sing one song. Got to help a brother out, amen, because you get some good singing, that preacher can come up here and preach. Yeah. But you don't get him fired up. You get what you get. Amen. Amen. Y'all know about that preacher, that choir get up and sing. Boy, I'm going to tell you, when the choir get up and they sing and they roll that song, amen, and the words are beautiful and they got a beautiful voice and all that, I can't wait to get up and preach. Amen. I can't get up there. But when they get up and ain't doing much or nothing, I come to the pulpit. But when you get to sing them songs that sink down in your heart, amen, the blood of Jesus, amen, the blood of Jesus is a transfusion for us, amen, it takes out that old bad stuff, amen, and put in that blood of Jesus Christ. That's why they say, oh, how precious is that flow. Amen. That's something precious when you get that kind of transfusion. But he said, this do you as oft as you drink it. What? Here we go again. In remembrance of me. Is this not Memorial Day? We remember in our veterans out there. We remember in our family. Amen. We remember in Jesus, what he done for us. Look what he said. For as oft as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he comes back again, which says he's coming back. Amen. You're going to show the Lord death. He said, wherefore ever whosoever shall eat of this bread and drink of this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself. I got folk in the church that won't take up communion. And when I talk to them later, I'm asking why. They say, because I got sin in my life. Well, the thing of it is, Jesus will forgive you of that sin. The Bible says if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you of your sin and cleanse you from everything you ever done. All unrighteousness. Amen. That's why he said examine yourself first. If anything is there that's not right, he said confess it. Give it to me. And then you go on partake of that bread. You go ahead and partake of that cup. Why? Because he had forgiven us. Amen. Ain't like our forgiveness. Our forgiveness momentarily. Amen. You ask somebody, well, I messed up, honey. I messed up, sweetheart. I'm sorry. I ain't going to do that no more. Will you please forgive me? And she said, yeah, honey, I forgive you. But I know you're going to do it again. That's not forgiveness. Amen. Jesus, if Jesus did that to us, why do you think Jesus in the Word say confess your sins every day, daily? Because you know why? We're going to mess up all the time. Amen. We are of the flesh. The flesh is still in there. Amen. And the right demon come along. Amen. Will pull all that mess out of you. Yes, you do. I know mine's when they come to me. Oh, Lord Jesus, help me. Because I'm going to say something I ain't got no business when they start mouthing at me. Amen. I told y'all I ain't there yet. I'm getting there. But I'm trying my best to get there. But this is what he said. Examine yourself. And then let him eat of that bread and drink of the cup. Do not just say, I'm not going to take it. I got sin in my life. Confess that sin. And, you know, folk in the church going to tell you, oh, they ain't real. Ain't your business. Train you and God. Come on now, help me out. You ain't got a heaven or hell to put me in. Come on now, yeah, and I'm going to worry about what you think. I don't worry about what folk think. I ain't scared of nobody. Amen. I got Jesus in my life, and the Bible tells me Jesus is all-powerful. Amen. He'll forgive me. He'll heal me. Amen. He'll love me. Amen. Come on now. Help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. But I'm not in a popularity card. I don't care if I leave here today. I would like for you to love me. I would like for you to appreciate me. But if I done preached this word and made you mad, my job done. Come on now. make you mad enough to realize I got sin in my life. Ain't nobody's fault but my own. That's the trouble with the world. They want to put on everything on everybody else. Got to start taking blame for your own faults. Amen. I messed up. I'm sorry, Lord. Not my wife, not my children. Amen. Not my boss on the job. Amen. But, Lord, I messed it up. It's me, it's me, it's me, oh, Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Oh, y'all don't hear me this morning. Ooh, help me go. Yeah, Kevin, I love this so much, I might rethink retirement. No, I'm just kidding, man. But I love preaching and teaching God's word. I do. But I'm going to keep doing that, just a passion thing. And I've had people call me already. Pastor Bummer, heard you leaving Silver Hill. Are you still interested in pastoring? I said, no, I wouldn't be living Silver Hill if I was still interested in pastoring. But you know what? God could change that if he wanted to. Now, I'm just telling you, I made up my mind. I prayed about that thing and I talked about it. And I think God wants me to go through with this thing. Amen. But just in case, he can always change it. I'm 65. Amen. He could have me 85. He could give me another 20 years of harassing people. Or Kevin and Terry raising their hand. Terry go, oh, no, Lord, not 85. Not 85. I don't know what's going to come out that brother's mouth at 85. Jesus, help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. He said, examine yourself, then let him eat. For he that eateth and drinketh, if you eating and drinking of the Lord's Supper, amen, and the bread unworthily, if you still have sin in your life, look what he said. You drink damnation to yourself, not discerning the Lord's body, not caring about this thing. And he said, for this cause, this reason, now you think about it. I want you to think about this now. For this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep or die. Amen. You come into the Lord's table with sin in your life, and you're not confessing that sin. You're unworthy of the Lord's blessing. Amen. And the Bible says some of y'all are going to be sick. And we have to think about that thing. You know, if we've been coming to the table, amen, all wrong, and we're going through all kind of health issues and all, you got to think about that thing. Maybe it's me. Maybe it's not everybody else. Maybe it's something wrong with me because I'm coming to the table with sin in my life. I'm partaking of it. And Jesus said, I'm bringing damnation to my life. Am I right? That's the word. Now, see, that's why I like. I can preach this word and folk get mad at me. I don't care. I'm doing what thus said the Lord. You see the pages. You see the page. You see what it says. Amen. You can't get mad at me. Amen. Matter of fact, the Bible says you can't be the Lord's disciple if you don't have love for one another. Amen. How can you not love me and think you're going to make it happen? Ain't going to work. That's what the Bible says. And it's talking about unconditional love. Just because they making mistakes and all, just think about where you come from. Come on now. Some folk where you still are. Amen. Amen. All of us ain't all that righteous sometimes, you know. Amen. That's why the scripture in there, you know, amen. Not everybody say, Lord, Lord, just because you stand up in church shouting hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and all like that. If your life ain't right, we don't know. We just see them happy. Oh, bless their heart. And they can be the biggest sinner in the world. Amen. Amen. We don't know. That's why it's in the word. But God want to wash you in the blood of the Lamb. That's why Jesus came down. Amen. See, a lot of folk don't know why he came. He came that we may have life, have it more abundantly. He came, amen, to get the sin out of our lives. Am I right? To save, amen, sinners just like you and I. That's why he came, because he loved us so much to do all those things. And when I think about it, it's the same Jesus, Barbara, amen, that walked the streets of glory over 2,000 years ago. He's still here right now. This same Jesus, oh, Lord, have mercy. I feel a shout coming on there. Amen. Amen. This same Jesus who sit up there in heaven with God the Father and the Holy Spirit. Amen. That great family up there in the sky. He took off his robe in glory. Amen. Took it off. Amen. And came down through 42 generations. Am I right about it? Y'all don't hear about me now. Amen. Amen. What did he do? Amen. He healed the sick. Amen. He opened up the eyes of the blind. I'm talking about this same Jesus now. Amen. He opened up the eyes of the blind. Amen. He made the lame to walk, and he made the dumb to talk. Amen. Come on now. Help me out now. Amen. He raised folk out of the grave. Amen. And he got up from there. Amen. And he loved everybody. He cared about us all. He did all the things. But the greatest thing he done for me, when they stretched him out there on the cross, and his hand was wide, and they put nails in his hand, nails in his feet, amen. They pierced him in the side, and water and blood came out, amen. And Jesus was still there with a crown of thorns on his head, amen. And Jesus looked out at all of them folk over there, and he said, Father, ooh, hallelujah, glory to God. He said, Father, amen, forgive them, amen, for they know not what to do. This is a man, amen, didn't have a place to lay his head, amen. He said, foxes have den and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to wait. Well, come on now, to lay his head, amen. Come on, y'all don't believe me. And when he died, amen, didn't even have a place to bury him. They had to borrow somebody to him. Am I right about it? This same Jesus did all of these things. But when he hung there, amen, they took him down off the cross. They put him in the grave, but the grave couldn't hold him. The guards couldn't hold him. The stones couldn't hold my Jesus, amen. And on that third day, that great getting up morning, Jesus rose from the dead and ascended up into heaven with the Father Almighty, amen. Where he's at, he's going to judge the quick and the dead. And he said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you so. But I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place, this same Jesus said, I'm coming back. I'm coming back. I'm coming back to receive you to myself. That where I am, great God from Mount Zion, where I am, there you may be forever. Oh, I want to see Jesus just to look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace on the streets of glory. Let me lift my voice. Cares are past, home and last, ever to rejoice. I'm telling you, this same Jesus. I'm going to end it with that. This same Jesus.